Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Shkalim. Today we are learning Parak Dalad Mishnah Vav and Parak Dalad Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah in Parak Dalad Mishnah Vav is going to discuss another situation where we follow a similar type of procedure to that which we discussed in the previous Mishnah in Parak Dalad Mishnah Hay. Now, when a person makes his possessions holy, when he's makdish, his nechasim, his possessions, without the specifically specifying what type of kedusha they should have, whether they're going to go on the mizbech to be brought as some sort of carbon, or whether they're going to be simply for the general upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, they are considered to be holy simply for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash if they weren't specified otherwise. Now, items that are there for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash cannot be offered on the Mizbeach. Nonetheless, if something that was fit to be on the Mizbeach was makdish, was consecrated to the fund for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, so the administrators of that fund must take the steps necessary in order to make sure that it's going to actually be offered on the Mizbeach. The Mishnah is going to discuss such a case, and it's going to tell us the procedure that must be followed. Says the Mishnah, HaMakdish Nechasav, if someone consecrated his nechas of his belongings without specifying their purpose, so that they're now considered to be consecrated for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, v'hayu behen devarim ru'uyin lekarbonos hatzibur, and among his belongings there were items that were fit to be used as public karbonos, whether it be the ketores and so on. So what must happen in such a situation to enable them to be offered as a karbon in the public sense? Says the Mishnah, yinasnu le'u Manin Bisharan, the ketores should be given to the special craftsmen in the Beis HaMikdash as their pay. And by giving them to the craftsmen, we have redeemed them in exchange for the craftsmen's work in the Beis HaMikdash, and they are now deconsecrated. They have lost their kedusha. And the Beis HaMikdash then buys back the spices from the craftsmen with the funds of the truma, and they can be offered as communal ketores. Div Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva, this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, holy items have their sanctity removed simply by being paid to the craftsperson as his payment. Now, this procedure is going to differ from the procedure, does differ from the procedure described in the previous Mishnah, where the Mishnah required that we first pay the craftsman with money from Truma funds, and only then use that deconsecrated money to redeem the leftover ketores. The Mishnah was going to present the other opinion. Amar lo ben Azai, ben Azai said to Rabbi Akiva, and as the Bartonur points out, this is how we in fact paskin. Enahi Amida, this is not the same measure described in the previous Mishnah. Ela mafrishin mehen schar ha'umanin. Instead, Ben Azai rules that we must follow the same procedure described here, that we first take the money from the Truma funds and use it as the payment of the Beis HaMikdash craftsman, and this is going to deconsecrate the money. U'machalon osal mos ha'umanin, and we then deconsecrate, remove the holiness of the ketores upon the deconsecrated money of the umaner, of the craftsman, which transfers the holiness of the spices to the money itself. Vinos nenosan l'umana bischara. And then you give the ketores spices to the craftsman for their payment in place of the money. Vechozrin velo knosan mitruma chadasha. We then buy back the ketores with new truma funds so they can be offered as communal ketores karbanos. Now, Ben Azai disagrees with Rabbi Akiva and rules that holy items cannot be redeemed in exchange for something intangible, meaning the work of the craftsperson in the Beis HaMikdash. He therefore requires that we first pay the craftsman with truma funds and then use the deconsecrated money, the money that lost its holiness, to redeem the holy items that we are dealing with in this particular case. Continuing now with Perek Dalad Mishnah Zayin. Now, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, when a person makes something holy without specifying the type of kedusha that it should have, it is typically considered to be designated and consecrated for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah is going to discuss what should be done with animals that are fit for the Mizbeach, that were consecrated by their owner, without specifying what type of kedusha they should actually have. Says the Mishnah, Makdish Nechasav, if someone consecrated, made holy his belongings without specifying their purpose, and among his belongings, there were animals that are fit to be offered on the Mizbeach, Zecharim Unekevos, whether male or female animals. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says that you can't simply offer them on the Mizbeach as they are, because they are simply designated for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, in order to allow them to be offered on the Mizbeach, what do? Zecharim Yemachru Letzarchei Olos, the male animals, which could be used for the Karban Ola, should be sold to those who need them for their Karban Ola. Unekevos Yemachru Letzarchei Zivchei Shlamim, while the female animals, which could be brought as Karban Shlamim, should be sold to those who need them for a Karban Shlamim. Udemehen Yiplu Im Shar Nechasim Lebedek Abayis, and the money that is going to be paid to the Beis HaMikdash for these animals is going to become designated and holy in their place, and is going to go for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash together with the rest of those items that are hekdesh, that belong to the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, in this way, the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash fund is going to receive the value of what was donated to it, and on the other hand, the animals that are fit for the Mizbeach are going to end up being offered as karbanos on the Mizbeach. Now again, this was the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that when someone designates and consecrates his nechasim, his possessions, without specifying a purpose, all of them, including those animals that are fit for the Mizbeach, are going to initially receive the kedusha of the temple upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, of maintaining the various things necessary in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, in the Mishnah's case, since the animals cannot be offered on the Mizbech as they are, we must make them, make the exchange, as we just said earlier in the Mishnah. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Secharim Atzman Yikarvu Olos, the male animals themselves should be brought by the owner as Ola Karbanos, as they are, without making any sort of exchanges. Rabbi Yeshua seems to be of the opinion that when someone consecrates something fit for the Mizbeach, he means for it to be offered on the Mizbeach, even if he just did it stam, without mentioning this specific purpose. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, while the items that are not fit for the Mizbeach are going to receive the general kedusha of the upkeep of the Mizbeach, but the animals that are fit for the Mizbeach are going to receive the special kedusha designated for those things that are going to be brought on the Mizbeach, and therefore the males can be brought for Karban Ola as they are. Unekevos Yemachru Letzarchei Zivchei Shlamim, the female animals, however, should be sold to those who need them for Karban Shlamim offerings. V'yavi B'demein Olos, and with the money that is paid for them, the owner should buy male animals and bring them as Karban Olas that are completely burned on the Mizbeach. Ushar Nechazim, Yiplu Lebenek Abayis, and the rest of his belongings that are not fit for the Mizbeach are going to be designated and consecrated, and they're going to go for the upkeep of the general Beis HaMikdash. Now, as we're going to see here, Rabbi Akiva is going to agree with this, with the first opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, namely that both male and female animals must first be sold to someone else who needs them for their respective karbanos. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Rowani is Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, but Divrei Rabbi Yehoshua, I see and I agree with the words of Rabbi Eliezer as being more acceptable than the words of Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Eliezer, Hishva es Midaso, Rabbi Eliezer applies one consistent standard to all of the holy items. The owner made a single statement making all of the items holy. Rabbi Eliezer applies this one statement equally to all of his belongings, to all of his nechasim, that since some of them are certainly designated for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, they all receive the same type of kedusha. Rabbi Yehoshua Chalak, well, Rabbi Yehoshua differentiates different types of possessions, different types of items, and according to Rabbi Yehoshua, the owner's single statement is applied differently to different types of possessions, and that again is why Rabbi Akiva agrees with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer over the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua. One final opinion in our Mishnah, Amar Rav Papias. Rav Papias says, Shemati k'divrei shnei, that I have heard from my teachers like the words of both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, depending on the situation. Shemakdish beferish k'div Rabbi Eliezer, that if one clearly mentions and consecrates his animals together with his other possessions, meaning he says, my animals and my other possessions are going to be holy, then we're going to follow the words of Rabbi Eliezer, and the animals are going to be treated the same as the other possessions. They're going to receive the level of Kedusha belonging to the general upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. However, says Rav Papias, v'hamakdish stam k'div Rabbi Yehoshua, but if one simply consecrates his general nechassim in a general way, he says, all of my possessions shall be holy for the Beis HaMikdash, without mentioning the animals separately, then we're going to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua. Namely, the animals are going to be treated differently than the other possessions, and they're going to receive the level of Kedusha belonging to those things that are going to be offered on the Mizbeach. Have a great day.